Republican senators fight to amend many far-left provisions in $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. By Wendell Hasebo on August 10, 2021. Republican senators are fighting to amend far-left provisions in the Democrat budget, which is the vehicle for the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Senator Mitch McConnell's, RKY, amendments include prohibiting tax cuts for wealthy liberals, measures to stop catch and release of coronavirus-infected migrants, and alterations to spending items such as national defense, school openings, and abortion. McConnell said on the Senate floor Tuesday morning that Republicans will be bringing forward common-sense amendments that represent what Americans actually want and actually need. Our colleagues can look forward to votes on national security and funding our armed forces, and votes to remove backdoor tax cuts for wealthy liberals. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, is offering 15 amendments to the far-left measure, some of which include hiring 100,000 new police officers to combat the crime pandemic, banning critical race theory in federal workplace diversity training, protecting the Hyde Amendment, and restricting vaccine and mask mandates for school children. Joe Biden and his allies in the Senate want to ram through a multi-trillion dollar budget that lays the groundwork for their far-left agenda, like amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants, the Green New Deal, and a sweeping takeover of the American family by the federal government, Hawley said in a statement. The Republican plan to ultimately halt the Trojan horse provisions in the bill is to force the Democrats to finance the $3.5 trillion plan. Democrats have all the existing tools they need to raise the debt limit on a partisan basis. If they want 50 lockstep Democratic votes to spend trillions and trillions more, they can find 50 Democratic votes to finance it, McConnell said Monday. If they don't want Republicans' input, they don't need our help. Breitbart News reported, a Republican shutout would force Democrats to own the massive spending at a time when inflation is reaching historic highs, hurting consumers, and punishing those who have saved cash. But Democrats could take the risk, passing both the infrastructure bill and the reconciliation package by sticking to their guns and funding the measures without Republican support.